弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我们今天讲到的题目是十诫，自由之民的生活样式。
Our topic today is the Ten Commandments, how free people live.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第二十章。
And the scriptures comes from Exodus chapter 20.
我们有一位姊妹，她的儿子呢，很多人都认识。
We have a sister, and her son, most people wouldn't know who he is.
很不幸呢，他早年出过意外呢，身体上留下了很严重的残障。
And unfortunately, in his early years, he had an accident, so he is left handicapped.
但是呢，这位年轻人他没有放弃，他非常勇敢的呢，每一天坐着这个电动的轮椅去大学里上课。
But this youngster did not give up, and every day he would ride his electrical wheelchair to school and attend classes.
平时呢，他是在人行道上坐这个轮椅。
And usually he rode on the sidewalks.
但是呢，有一天因为那段人行道可能在修路，在干什么，就是特别的颠簸，他就把这个电动轮椅呢，在马路上非常靠边的那个位置呢，去开那个电动轮椅。
But one day something might have happened. There might be some construction, so the sidewalk was a little bumpy. So he moved his electrical wheelchair to the side of the sidewalk.
非常靠边。
Very close to the sidewalk.
结果呢，警察出现了，把他拦住。
But then the police showed up and blocked him.
说你不可以在马路上坐这个电动轮椅。
And telling him that he cannot ride on the sidewalk.Next to the sidewalk.
无论如何你都要在这个人行道上。
No matter what, you have to stay on the sidewalk.
而且警告他说如果下次再发现要开罚单给你。
And then he gave him a warning, say, if I find you doing this again next time, I will give you a ticket.
这个年轻人就说我坐一个轮椅你都要开罚单给我。
And this young man was a little upset. He said, I was on a wheelchair and you're going to fine me?
警察说这是法律。
And the police told him this is the law.
那我问大家一个问题，法律是好的还是坏的？
So I want to ask you a question, whether the law is good or the law is bad.
第二个问题呢，我们今天看这个十诫，看我们和合本圣经翻译的圣经里，有一个词叫做律法。
And today we're looking at the Ten Commandments, and in the Chinese translation, the Union Version, it talks about the law.
这个律法和法律是是一样的呢，还是有区别的
？So whether the law or the legal rules are they the same or are they different？
首先我想告诉大家的是，你如果看英文的圣经，这个法律和律法都是同一个字，都是 law。
First of all, if you read the English Bible, whether it's law or the legal rules, they are the law.
The same word.
Yeah, it's the same word, the law.
如果你看希伯来文的这个原版的圣经呢？也是同一个字，都是 Torah。
But if you also read the Hebrew Bible, it's the same word, Torah.
那么在和合本圣经里，为什么翻译的时候呢，把这两个字的顺序掉了个个儿？我觉得这是一个我需要继续研究的课题。
But why in the Union translation it changed the law to the other way around? So this is something we need to discuss more about.
有可能是和合本圣经翻译的时候呢，那时候现代汉语的用词习惯没有完全的这个确立下来。
Maybe when the Union Translation was made, the modern Chinese wasn't finalized.
也有可能是翻译的人呢，是希望把这个人世间的法律和神所颁布给我们的法律呢，做一个区分。
Or maybe the translators wants to distinguish between God's law and human laws.
那么律法到底是好的还是坏的？
So is the law good or is it bad?
如果神的律法是好的，为什么律法常常给人一种限制的感觉
？If God's law is good, why does it feel restrictive sometimes?
如果这个律法或者法律它是好的，那么它到底有什么目的呢
？And if the law is really good, then what are the purposes that it would serve?
开始之前，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Let's begin by bowing our head in prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, Abba Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
We thank you for your precious word.
然后在今天的话语里面，你告诉我们你 颁布律法给我们。
And in today's study, you tell us you gave us the law.
求你啊，打开我们的心，被你的圣灵充满，让我们真的知道你给我们的律法是好的。
May you open our hearts and be fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we know the law is truly good.
让我们真的知道这个律法是对我们有益的。
That we truly know that the law is beneficial to us.
主啊，求你掌管以下的时间。
May you take over our time.
啊，让我们啊，真的被你的智慧、被你的圣灵、被你的同在所充满。
That we are truly filled, will be truly filled with your wisdom, your presence, and your Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
May we thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
神的律法有三个主要的目的和功用。
There are three major purposes to God's law and its function.
我来用这个比喻的方法呢，我首先把这个律法的比喻，它是一个护栏。
First of all, I want to compare the law to guard rail.
它是人类呢走在道德的正路上。
It helps keeping humanity on a moral path.
就好像那个警察口中所说的法律呢，这个。你的电动轮椅不可以在马路上开。
Just like the police would tell the young person that your electrical wheelchair cannot be ridden beside the sidewalk and on the street.
那这个法律的这个初衷呢，这个目的呢，其实是保护安全。
So the initial purpose was to protect for safety.
这个神给我们律法，让我们知道什么是善，什么是恶，什么是对，什么是错。
And God's law also tells us what is good and bad and what is evil.
保护我们呢，不会走到这个邪恶的道路上去。
It helps protect us not to go the evil way.
第二个呢，我把这个律法的比喻是一面镜子。
And secondly, I would compare the law to a mirror.
大家早晨这个起床洗漱的时候会看镜子吗？
So when you wake up and when you wash your face, you would look into a mirror, right?
你可以看到，哎，你眼角有一块眼屎，你需要把它洗干净。
You may see some, you know, dirty things in your eyes, and then you would wash yourself.
那神的律法呢，像镜子一样，让我们看的时候呢，我们能够看到自己的不足，自己的这个亏欠。
So God's law it serves like a mirror. We can see our own insufficiency, see our own faults.
我们照镜子的时候呢，镜子不能够使我们的脸变得干净。
So when we look in the mirror does not wash our face clean.
但是我们照了镜子以后呢，我们就知道哪里需要特别的去清洁它。
But when we look into the mirror, we know where we need to clean ourselves.
当我们看见神完美的这样的圣洁的律法的时候呢，我们就看到自己的不足，自己的不完美。
So when we see God's holy law, we would see our own faults and our own imperfections.
而且在这个镜子里面，我们看见我们意识到自己需要救恩。
As we look into the law, into the mirror, we feel and we know that we need salvation.
但是没有一个人呢可以百分之百完美的遵守律法，没有一个人可以靠着律法得救。
But no one can obey the law 100% perfectly, and no one can be saved just by keeping the law.
所以呢，这面镜子让我们意识到我们真正的需要一位救主。
So this mirror tells us that we truly need a savior.
最后呢？这个律法是一个指引。
And thirdly, the law serves as a guide.
它显明神对他子民的心意和旨意。
It's showing God's purpose and His heart for His people.
它让我们了解到神喜悦什么，神厌恶什么。
It helps us understand what pleases the Lord and what disgusts the Lord.
而最重要的呢，是这个律法这个指引呢，把人指向那一位真正的救主，那个神最终要给我们的救恩就是耶稣基督。
And this guide eventually points us to what we truly need, which is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So there are three points to my sermon today.
第一个部分呢是恩典的序言。
First is a preamble of grace.
然后呢，这十诫呢分成两个部分。
And then the Ten Commandments can be divided into two parts.
前四诫呢是跟我们与神的关系有关的，叫做爱神的四诫。
First Commandments concerns our relationship with God, which tells us to love God.
后面六诫呢是我们跟其他人的关系。
And next six Commandments relates to our relationship with others.
是爱人的六诫。
And those are the six Commandments for loving people.
我们先来看第一部分，就是恩典的序言。
Let's look at the first part, the preamble of grace.
我们一起来读出埃及记二十章的第一节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 first together.
神吩咐这一切的话说。
And God spoke all these words.
那么 在这一章的第一节呢，告诉我们这十诫这个律法是从哪里来的。
So in the beginning of chapter 20, this law tells us where it comes from.
我们人世间的律法呢，法律呢，大概分成两个不同的门派。
In human laws, it may be divided into two sects.
第一个这个比较常见的一个门派呢，叫做大陆法系。
The first one is the continental law system.
像是欧洲大陆呀，包括中国呀，
like、European, China,
大部分的国家都是成文的法典。
Most countries have something that's written down.
这个呢，是由这个国家的统治者或者是立法机构颁布的这个一条一条的这个法律，很明确写下来。
And the law was given either by the leaders or by the parliament, and line by line.
第二个，这个在美国，在英国呢，更熟大家熟悉的叫做海洋法系。
And then the second one is like England or United States called the Oceanic Law System.
Yeah, 也叫做这个习惯法或者是案例法。
Or it's called the
law, conventional,
conventional law.
Oh, yeah. 这个呢，大部分的法律呢没有成文的法典，而是呢追溯这个甚至是几百年前甚至上千年前的这个具体的案例是怎么样判断的，把这个习惯延续下来的。
They do not have the law line by line, but they follow the tradition, the old conventional wisdom.
那么让我们知道这两种不同的法系，这个法律是从哪里来的，它来源是什么。
And so these two different kinds of law tell us the source.
但是圣经里面这个律法它的来源是从哪里来的呢？
And then the Bible tells us the law comes from,
是从神那里来的。
From God.
这里呢特别讲到神吩咐这一切的话说。
So here it emphasized that God spoke all these words.
我们一起读第二节。
Let's read verse 2 together.
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
今天呢早上有一位弟兄跟我讲他年轻的时候的故事。
And this morning, a brother told me some stories while he was young.
他很年轻的时候呢，从一个这个战乱的国家，逃难出来。
And when he was much younger, he escaped a country that was in war.
他经历了很多的危险。
And he experienced a lot of danger.
他甚至是坐着船在海上的时候，那个船最后都沉掉了。
And when he was sailing on the boat was sunk.
他今天早晨问我说：“我那时候都没有认识神，我没有跟随他。”我也没有向他祷告，但是他居然这样的保护我。
He said, "You know, I didn't know God. You know, I didn't know who He was, but then He protected me."
在这里呢，神告诉以色列人。
So here, God told the Israelites.
神要告诉他们这些诫命，让人去遵守，让人去跟随神。
God wants to tell them these commandments so that they can obey and that they can follow.
但是在此之前呢，神先给了他们恩典。
But before all these, God first showed His grace.
神呢说我是耶和华你的神。
He said, I'm the Lord your God.
然后告诉他们是我把你们在那个埃及地做奴隶几百年的那样的情况把你们解救出来领出来。
And he followed by saying, I'm the one who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
神呢先给他的子民恩典然后才去吩咐他们要去跟随神要去遵守他的诫命。
So God showed his grace to them first, and then he showed them how to obey and follow him.
我告诉那个弟兄，我说我们每个人可能都经历过。我们
So I told this brother, you know, maybe all of us have experienced something like this.
我真正的去跟随他、认识他之前，神都给我们的生命里面都给我们很多的恩典。
Before I even know God, even followed Him, He's already given us a lot of His grace.
神不是那样一个斤斤计较的神。
God is not a calculative God.
神是一个。这个充满恩典非常慷慨的神。
He is full of grace and very generous.
他说他让阳光照好人也照歹人。
He said he let the sun shine on the bad people and the good people.
他给我们有这样的普遍的恩惠恩典。
He gave us this general grace to everyone.
而且他在拣选我们每个人之前已经在我们的生命中给我们很多很多的恩典。
And before he's even chosen any of us, he's already given us a lot of his grace.
在加拉太书三章二十四节这里说这样律法是我们蒙训的师父 引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
And we find in Galatians chapter 3 verse 24, it says, So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith.
神给我们律法的目的呢，其实最终是要引我们到耶稣基督那里。
So the purpose of the law, which was given eventually, was to lead us to Christ.
在罗马书三章二十节这里说呢，
And in Romans 3 verse 20, here it says,
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin.
如果我们没有新约圣经，没有耶稣基督，
If we don't have the New Testament, if we don't have Jesus Christ,
我们光读这个旧约圣经，读到这些律法的时候，其实越读越让人觉得绝望。
If only read the Old Testament, read the law, then toward the end you will feel very desperate.
这里面呢，具体的、详细的规条，有人总结出来可以总结出四五百条。
And the concrete line by line law, people can say there's 400 or 500.
那怎么样能够靠着行律法得救呢？能够在神面前
？How can we be saved by keeping the law?
在神面前我可以说这个神啊，你颁布的这几百条的律法我全都完美的遵守了。
Can we say before God that God I have kept all the laws written in the book?
这个我们考试的时候呢，如果是一百分的试卷，我达到九十分，我觉得自己已经挺满意了。
So if we take a test, you know, if the full score is 100, if I get a 90, I would be very happy.
六十分呢是及格线。
And then if you get 60 points, you know, you just pass.
但是在神的这个律法里面呢，必须要百分之百全部答对，你这一生不触犯任何的一条，没有任何的一个过失，才能够过关。
But according to the law in the Old Testament, you have to keep 100% before you can pass.
有没有人能够做到呢？我是没有见过。
Can anyone pass that? I haven't seen anyone.
我相信在神的设计里面呢，也并没有要拿这个来做我们最终的衡量。
And I believe that, in God's eyes, He's not going to use the law to be our final measure of achievement.
保罗在罗马书呢这里说，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义的。
So Paul says in this verse that no one can be declared righteous in God's sight.
保罗说，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Because the law brought us to our sin.
我把它比喻成一个镜子，让人看见自己的不足，自己的不完美。
It's like the mirror that we can see our own imperfections and our own need.
我想，如果没有这个律法的话，可能很多人会觉得，哎，自己是一个好人，一个义人，是一个挺不错的人。
I think if without the law, everyone would probably think that I'm a pretty good person.
当我们意识到自己有这样的需要的时候
，But when we realize that we have a need,
我们才会渴望那个真正的拯救。
Then we would hunger for the true salvation,
就是耶稣基督，
which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
So let's come to the second part of our sermon.
就是爱神的四诫。
And the four commandments concerning loving God.
我们一起来读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
哇，有的时候这个我去传福音的时候，别人跟我说，哎，我也读你们的圣经。
Sometimes I go to share the gospel and people say, oh, I read your Bible also.
你们这些基督徒很狭隘啊。
So your Christians are very narrow.
这个我们有的佛教徒他们会拜不同的佛，不同的菩萨。
So in the Buddhism faith, they can worship, you know, the Buddha or other gods.
中国的道教，中国的民间宗教有各种各样的神。
And then in the Taoist belief or in the folk religion, they can worship any kind of god.
我跟这个印度教徒去讲这个福音，他们说我们有几百万个神。
And I went up, you know, share the gospel to an Indian believing Indian faith. You know, he said, "Oh, we have Hindus. We have hundreds, thousands, millions of gods."
多一个不多，少一个不少啊。
So if we add one more, that's fine. If there's one less, that's okay.
你们的神为什么说？只有他一个是真神，其他都是假神。
So why does your God say He is the only true God and everyone else is a false God?
为什么不可以有别的神呢
？Why can't you have other gods?
为什么这样的排他呢
？Why are you so exclusive?
我在想说，如果 今天当然这个数学呢还没有完全的证明一加一是等于二。
I think today the math hasn't truly proved that 1 + 1 = 2.
我们一切的数学的这个后来的推理可能都离不了这样一个公理在这里。
In the math calculation, I think we cannot deviate from this truth.
如果我们说这个是真理的话，那么一加一就不可以等于三，不可以等于四。
If we say this is true, then 1 + 1 cannot be 3 or 4.
我就不能够那么宽容，就说等于几都好，没有关系。
So I cannot be so tolerant that I say, oh, whatever it equals to, that's fine.
如果圣经告诉我们，我们整个宇宙，我们的人类世界，包括我们人类自身，都是神这独一的神所创造的。
If the Bible tells us the whole universe, even each individual, is God's uniquely designed person.
我们就没有办法说其他的也都是神也没有关系。
Then we cannot safely say that all the other gods can be gods. That's no problem.
神说他是一个忌邪的神。
God said he is a jealous god.
啊，这个直白的翻译说他是一个嫉妒的神。
Yeah, so we translate literally that he is a jealous god.
那么，这个嫉妒这个词是贬义词呢，还是一个中性的词
？Is being jealous a derogative or is neutral?
如果说你真的是爱你的这个如果这先生真的是爱他的太太，太太爱他的先生，他会自然而然会有嫉妒心。
If a husband and wife truly love each other, then there naturally is going to be jealousy.
如果先生说他爱他的太太，但是他的太太跟其他的很多的男人都有亲密的关系，他说他不嫉妒，那是真正的爱吗
？So if a husband say he loves his wife, but then he let his wife have many ambiguous relationships, is that truly love?
这个时候呢，神说除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
So here, God said, you shall have no other gods before me.
这是出于神对我们深深的那样的爱。
It comes from a very deep love from God.
然后我们一起来读第四节。
Let's read verse 4 together.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地。和地底下水中的百物。
You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below.
这个去年呢，我们教会中间有一对慕道友。
Last year, there is a couple who are seekers among us.
他们很认真的呢，每个星期都来参加我们的查经和聚会。
They came to our Bible study and our meetings very religiously.
因为有一天呢，这个他们就问我说：“哎，这个你们基督教拜什么样的一个神？
So,
要拜什么样一个像
？”So one day they asked me, "Now, in your Christian belief, what idol image do you have?"
啊，说在中国呢，这个去了佛教的寺庙，去了道教的寺庙，都有不同的神像可以去拜拜。
So in China, when they go to Buddhist or Taoist temple, you know there are actual images that they can worship.
我说这是我们一神教跟那个拜偶像的所谓宗教最大的区别。
I said this is the biggest distinction between a monotheistic religion than the other religions.
我们相信的这个神呢，他是创造主神。
We believe the God who is a creator.
他创造了宇宙万物，然后呢，他最后创造的人是他所有创造中的巅峰。
He created the whole universe, and at the end, eventually, he created man, which is the epic.The pinnacle of his creation.
我们所拜的偶像呢，是谁来做的呢
？So who are the? How did the idols come up?
是人手所造的。
It's made from human hands.
这个创造制造呢是有区别，但是很多时候是相似的。
So even though the creation and the idolatry is a little bit different, but actually they are similar.
这个偶像呢是人手所造的，人是这个偶像的制造者。
Idols are made by hand, and then the idols actually represent the man, the people.
那么你在拜偶像拜拜的这个过程中，到底谁是创造主，谁是被造物呢
？So actually, in the process of worship, what are you worshiping? Whether are the idols made from your hands or yourself?
那么神说呢，不可以做这个偶像来模仿上天下地地底下水中的百物。
So here, God says, you shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven or above or on earth or beneath the earth.
这里呢说的是这个不可以为这些这个各种各样的动物，包括人，所有神所创造的这种被造物来做偶像去拜他。
So we cannot make an image out of the created beings.
人为什么会有那种敬拜的这样的冲动
？Why do people have the impulse of worship.
因为人在这个内心的深处呢，知道我们并不是宇宙中最高等的存在。
因为 because in our innermost being, we know we are not the pinnacle of God's creation.
我们在内心的深处，我们知道我们是被创造的，有那个更加伟大的存在。
In our innermost being, we realize that we are not the greatest being. We are to worship the one who created us.
我们内心深处，我们知道我们要去寻求那个创造我们的创造主。
And in our innermost being, we know that we need to seek the God who created us.
但是很多时候呢，人把神所创造的被造物拿来当做这样的被创造主来敬拜他。
But many, many times we use the created being to become the target, the object of our worship.
很多时候是动物
，sometimes there are animals。
很多时候是其他的人
，sometimes there are other human beings。
另外一方面呢，神也不要我们为了耶和华他自己去做一个偶像来拜。
But in other words, God didn't want us to make an image of Him。
我们能不能够用手做一个偶像来代表创造主啊、神
？Can we make an idol that can represent the God who created everything？
如果我说不能呢，最大的问题是什么
？So if I say we cannot, what is the major problem？
我们宇宙的创造主他是无限的
，because our God is limitless。
他创造的这个宇宙多么的浩瀚！如果你去了解一些这个天文学的知识，你会知道，哇，这个。广大是完全超乎人的想象力的。
So when we look at the huge span of the whole universe, you know, we know this God is immensely infinite.
他所创造的空间、物质、时间，他不被这一切所约束。
He's not constrained by the space, the material, and the time.
但是人如果做一个偶像来代表神去拜他，人是把他这样一个。无限的这样一个伟大的创造主局限在一个人手所造的人的被造物里面。
So if we create an image that represents God, actually we're restricting the God who is the creator of the whole universe.
当你拜这样一个偶像的时候，你不是在敬拜神，你是在贬低神了。
So when we worship something image that represents God, we are minimizing the God who is the creator of the whole universe.
我们一起来读第七节。
Let's read verse 7 together.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名。因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.
什么叫做妄称耶和华的名
？What does it mean to misuse the name of the Lord?
我们看原文的时候呢，它那个本意啊，是说这个空空的举起来。
In the original language, it means to lift up something vainly, empty.
它这里特别的是说有人。这个以神的名谎称这是神说的话，去说一些他自己要说的话。
So what it says is that someone would say something in the name of God, but actually it's from his own mouth.
这是神非常不喜悦的事情。
God is very displeased with such a matter.
神呢，要我们去跟随他。
God wants us to follow him.
神亲自的呢，给我们这些。护栏这些镜子这些指引
He gave us this guardrails, the mirror, and the guide.
但是呢我们读圣经的时候也看到然后我们甚至今天的这个教会里面也有这样的情况就是有人会妄称耶和华的名说他自己要说的话把人引向歧途。
But in the churches, sometimes we many times we see people you say something in God's name, but actually leading people astray.
所以我特别的这个注意我讲到啊我的这个带领查经一定要贴近神的经文。
So I'm very careful about giving Bible studies that I have to stick very close to God's word.
千万不可以假借神的名讲自己想要说的不合神
心意的话。I cannot use the God's name and then preach something that from my own heart.
我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8 together.
当纪念安息日守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
我把这个第四个诫命呢归在向这个爱神的一条诫命。
I include this verse into the first part of loving God.
但事实上呢这个诫命其实是一个过渡的诫命它既是爱神的也是爱人的。
But this law commandment actually is a transitional verse between loving God and loving neighbors.
这个有人说呀这个东亚国家的人生活在这种非常紧张焦虑的情绪里面。
Sometimes people will say that people in the East Asia live in anxiety and live in worries.
说这个日本人呢，不敢吃饭。
So Japanese people dare not to eat.
我们去吃日本餐的时候，发现呢，日本的这个饭呢，就是量很小。
We find that when we eat Japanese food in Japan, you know, the amount is very, very small.
说韩国人呢，不敢睡觉。
And they say the Koreans dare not sleep.
这个韩国的人，我也有很多韩国的朋友了，特别是年轻人。
I have many Korean friends, especially young people.
每天要喝好多杯的美式咖啡。
And every day gotta drink a lot of American coffee.
白天工作学习之后呢
？So after they work and study in the daytime.
到了半夜里呢，可能继续的学习，或者说是。还要去健身，反正是每天睡觉的时间呢，不能超过几个小时。
At night, they have to continue with the study and go to the gym. You know, they have very, very small amount of rest and sleep.
这个韩国呢，有三所最有名的大学。
And there are three most famous universities in Korea.
有一个说法呢，说这个高中生如果每天睡四个小时就可以考上，睡五个小时就考不上了。
They say for the high schoolers, if they sleep 4 hours, they may be able to enter the university. But if they sleep for 5 hours, they cannot make it.
然后呢，这个总结到中国人的时候呢，说中国人不敢休假。
And then talking about the Chinese, you know, they're not taking vacations.
这个不光是休假了，甚至周末中国人很多时候也是不敢真正去休息的。
And then even during weekends, you know, they wouldn't dare to rest.
我自己也有这样的软弱。
I have this same weakness myself.
那么我们今天啊，这个工业现代社会，其实人们的物质生活条件比起古代，比起这个3000多年前农业社会，其实是要富裕很多了。
Actually, our living standard in our modern industrial society is much, much better than 3000 years ago, the agriculture society.
我们今天呢，如果说是每个星期有一天是完全不工作、是休息的，好像也不会危及我们的生存。
Even if we take one day fully rest and off, now we will not worry about our survival.
这个已经对我们是有挑战。
And this is already challenging enough for us.
但是对于3000多年前那个农业社会的人们来说，这个挑战太大了。
But By 3,000 years ago, the agricultural society standard, this challenge is much greater.
在人类漫长的历史中呢，大部分时间，可能绝大部分人都是生活在这个，温饱线上的。
Yeah, in our long history of human lives, a lot of people live at the verge of whether being hungry or being fed.
大部分的人呢，都是处在这个营养不良的这个。
And most people had a malnutrition problem.
如果说这个稍微有一点这个天灾人祸，可能就有大量的人口会饿死。
If there is a natural disaster, the majority of people would die from starvation.
但是呢，神却要求他的子民每个星期，每7天呢，有一天是不要工作，是完全休息的。
But God requires His people to take one day off to rest.
在这个创世纪一开始神创造整个世界的时候呢，神他自己是不需要休息的，他居然给我们一个表率，创造6天之后他说他安息了。
But in Genesis chapter 1 we read that God used 6 days to create. You know, even though he doesn't need rest, he gave us an example of one day rest.
那么神在这里教导我们一个功课。
So God is teaching us a lesson here.
就是你的安全感是建立在哪里的？
Where does your security come from?
你的那种价值感、意义感是建立在哪里的
？Where does your value and purpose of or meaning come from？
你每一天都这个紧张的工作
？If I work very seriously every day，
你的信心是建立在你做的事情上面的
？So our faith is rest upon the work we do。
但是神让我们敢于有休息的时间。
But God give us the courage to take time off。
这个信心呢，是完全要放在神的身上的。
And so this faith is rested upon God Himself。
我们教会呢有一位姊妹
There's a sister in our church.
她曾经呢非常的有恩赐，非常的活跃在教会里服侍。
He was very gifted and did a lot of ministry at the church.
但是最近的这一年的时间呢，她没有再来我们的教会。
But this year, you know, this past year, she hasn't shown up at the church.
我跟她去聊呢，她说她发现她自己没有办法安息。
So when I talked to her, she said she found out that she couldn't rest.
以前在教会里做很多很关键的服事的工作。
She was doing some crucial ministry at the church.
那时候她觉得她的 生命呢是有安全感的，是有意义、有价值的。
He felt that his life has meaning, has a value, has a worth.
结果他说呢，他有一次，得了病，然后躺在家里两个星期的时间。
But one time she got sick and lay in bed for 2 weeks at home.
没有办法来教会服侍。
And she couldn't serve at the church.
他说那个时候他感到深深的那种价值的虚无感。
So she felt very, very, empty about, you know, her purpose for living.
后来他决定呢，他要真正的休息下来，要在神与神的关系里面去找到他那种安全感、那种价值感。
So she needs to take a break and truly rest in the Lord.
那弟兄姐妹们，我问你，你敢于休息吗
？So I would ask you, do you dare to take a break to rest?
很多弟兄姐妹他们做自己的这样的小的企业。
Many people have their own small businesses.
他们遇到很激烈的竞争。
And they have a very strong, you know, competition going on.
但是呢，他们为了这个来敬拜神，为了来教会，他们每个星期居然会关掉自己的这个企业一天来这个来休息。
But they would dare to take a day off so they can come to church and worship.
这个需不需要信心
？Does it require faith?
你的安全感在哪里
？Where does your security lie?
这是很不容易的事情。
This is something very different, very difficult.
在这个新约的马太福音二十二章三十七节。
So in Matthew 22:37, we read,
主耶稣呢总结这个十诫前面这一部分。
Jesus concluded the first part of the Ten Commandments by saying,
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind."
那么这个十诫的前面这一部分呢，就是要爱神。
So the first part of the Ten Commandments is to love God.
而且耶稣呢，用三个不同的这个修辞手法呢，来表示我们要竭尽全力、充分的、百分之百的去爱神。
And Jesus modified this statement by saying, you know, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
在这个《论语》里面，孔子怎么说呢
？So in the Analects, this is what Confucius says.
孔子曰。君子有三位。
He said there is a three awes for a gentleman.
畏天命，畏大人，畏圣人之言。
That in all of heaven's mandate, great persons and sages' words.
小人不知天命而不畏也。
So small people did not know heaven's mandate, so they don't fear God, a fear person, people, great people.
圣经里面告诉我们，人要有敬畏的心。
So the Bible tells us to have reverence for God.
在我们儒家经典里面呢，也告诉我们需要有敬畏的心。
So in the Confucius classics, tell us to fear God too.
然后呢，孔子在这里呢也说是要先敬天后敬人。
So here Confucius says to be in reverence for heaven first, and then in front of a great people.
我们每个人呢，其实有两个方向上的关系。
So every one of us has a two-dimensional relationships.
这个有可能是巧合，也有可能是神的设计，就像我们这样的十字
架一样。Maybe this is coincidence. Maybe this is God's design, just like the cross.
我们垂直的这个关系呢，是人跟神之间的关系。
So the vertical relationship is between God and us.
我们水平的这个关系呢，是人与其他的人与社会的关系。
And the horizontal relationship is between us and other people.
那么律法跟法律有没有区别呢
？So is there a law, God's law and a human laws?
在这个人间的这个法律里面呢，其实关心的都是水平方向的这个关系。
In human laws, it concerns many about the horizontal relationships.
但是在神的律法里面呢，包括中国古代的先哲也明白，我们先要处理好跟神的关系，然后才能处理好跟人的关系。
But in ancient Chinese classic writing, that it would tell us to deal first with our relationship with God, and then relationship with others.
我们来到今天的第三个部分。
So let's come to the third part today.
是爱人的六戒。
There are six commandments relating to loving our neighbors.
我们一起来读第十二节。
Let's read verse 12 together.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
作为一个中国人。我在想，哎，中国人在哪一点上做的可能比西方人能够好那么一点点
？As a Chinese, sometimes I would wonder what do we do that's a little bit better than the Western people.
我能想到的只有这一条诫命。
This is the only commandment I can think of.
就是孝敬父母。
Is to show filial piety to our parents.
但是我们年轻的一代人呢，需要更好的学习这一条。
Of course, our younger generation needs to learn this much better.
那个神的心意里面呢，是要人去孝敬他们的父母。
In God's heart and His plan, He wants us to honor our parents.
因为这个，我光从人的角度来看
，just from the human point，
这个小孩子刚出生的时候是非常脆弱的。
When the baby is born, they're very fragile.
父母呢去爱小孩子，这个是完全是天性。
So it's very natural for the parents to love their children.
但是当人年老之后呢，其实也是开始变得脆弱的。
But when we get older, we become fragile.
但是人好像没有那种特别这个本能的欲望要去照顾他们的老年人。
But the younger generation didn't seem to have this natural inclination to care for their older aged parents.
我讲到这里的时候呢，很多这个上了年纪的弟兄姐妹都在点头。
I think many young people are nodding their heads here.
对，神要我们去孝敬父母。
So God wants us to honor our parents.
这个不光是在物质上去支持他们。
Not only to support them with their material needs.
不光是在这个这个生活的细节上去照顾他们
，not only to care for them in some living details，
而且呢要去尊重他们
，and also to respect them。
在这里呢特别讲到是要尊重他们
，so here it tells us to honor our parents。
而且呢这个是带着一个应许的
，and this is a commitment that comes with a promise。
这个以弗所书六章二节
，so Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12。What verse 2 says?
说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that you may live long.
这个诫命呢，神特别的告诉我们，我们这个孝敬父母呢，还是会有很好的结果的。
So this commandment shows us that to honor our parents has very good result.
这个这条诫命呢，也是我，也是很多弟兄姐妹都需要学习的。
And this is a commandment that many of us, including me, need to learn.
我们一起来读第二十章十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
不可杀人。
Thou shalt not murder.
哇，这个不可杀人呢，其实可能是在世界各个民族大部分的这种自然的法律里面，大家都是明白的意思。
I think this commandment is very prevalent among all the laws.In all ethnic groups.
那么在这个水平的人与人之间的关系里面，你却剥夺别人的生命，这应该是一个最严重的事情。
I think this is the most serious crime in the horizontal relationships.
但是呢，关于这条诫命呢，大家也有很多的讨论。
But there are many discussions about this commandment as well.
那么，如果有侵略者来入侵你的国家，你能不能够去上战场去保卫？
If an invader comes to attack your country, are you supposed to go out and protect your country and kill people?
如果有人这个谋杀了别的人，他应不应该被判死刑？应不应该去剥夺他的生命？
If someone murders someone else, shall this person have a death penalty or there is some redemption?
那这个其实还是在有很多讨论的。
There are many discussions on this subject.
有人特别强调呢，在这里说不可杀人，杀人这个词呢，其实本意是谋杀，是不正当的这个理由去剥夺别人的生命。
So some people would emphasize that this commandment, you shall not murder, is about murder, you know, it's a violent crime.
但是我想呢，归根到底，别人的生命是需要去尊重，需要去爱惜的。
But after all, we know we need to respect someone else's life.
我呢更加的倾向于和平主义。
I'm more a pacifist.
我不相信暴力。
I don't believe in violence.
我觉得这也是神最根本的心意。
I think this is God's original intent.
然后呢，我们一起来读十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
不可奸淫。
You shall not commit adultery.
神说呢，在这个两性关系上要保持这个圣洁。
God asked.Want us to keep be holy in the relationship between opposite sex.
那么第十五节我们一起来读。
Verse 15, let's read together.
不可偷盗。
You shall not steal.
就是不可以呢去这个偷呢，在中文里面有的时候是好像是有偷偷摸摸，这个被别人注意不到的意思。
So in Chinese, the steal, 偷 means to do something secretly.
其实呢。它的侧重点不在这个 被别人发现还是没有发现上。
So, but the point is not whether you find out when you do some things secretly.
这个偷盗呢，这个最主要的这个侧重点呢是你去拿了不属于你的东西。
The emphasis is that you're taking something that doesn't belong to you, whether you do it secretly or not.
这个包括偷偷的去偷窃。
For example, to steal something.
也包括明抢。
Or to rob somebody publicly.
那么我们看这几条呢，其实基本上所有人类社会的自然法律里面都会有这些、这个原则在里面。
I think this commandment is included in all the human laws, and the principle is there.
然后我们一起来读第十六节。
Let's read verse 16 together.
不可做假见证陷害人。
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
在这里说呢，神特别的强调，我们不可以做假证去诬陷别人。
Here, God tells us we shall not bear false witness against someone else for accusation.
这个是说谎的一个非常极致的程度。
This is the ultimate lie that someone can do.
这个在这个法庭的这一个法律的场合呢，你去作证，居然是说谎，而且有意的呢，要让这个无辜的人被害。这是神所非常不喜悦的事情。
So God is very displeased when you appear at a court and say something false to accuse someone.
我们一起来读第十七节。
Let's read verse 17 together.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant.His ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
这条诫命跟前面有什么不一样？
How different is this commandment from all the others?
前面的诫命呢，是限制人的行为，你不可以做什么。
So all the others concern your action against someone.
这里讲的呢，是人内心的活动。
But this is concerning our emotion, our inward intent.
这个贪恋是什么意思呢？
What does covet mean?
我在想这个中国人的俗语说不怕贼偷就怕贼惦记。
In Chinese, saying there is a, you know, you're not afraid of a thief stealing, but you're afraid of thief thinking about stealing.
那么这个贼惦记大概就是这个贪恋的意思。
So when the thief is thinking about stealing, that's the word covet.
这些原本不属于你的东西。
So it's something that doesn't belong to you.
你贪婪的想要拥有。
So you covet to possess.
想要去偷窃
and to steal.
你有嫉妒心
and you're jealous.
这个也是神所不喜悦的。
This also displeases God.
所以我们看这些诫命的时候呢，不光是这个来规范我们的行为。
So when we look at the commandments, it not only regulates our behavior,
也要规范我们的思想。
Also regulates our thought.
在雅各书二章十节这里说呢。
So in James chapter 2 verse 10, it says,
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就犯了重条。
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
如果说这个考试一百分的试卷有一百道题，答对每一道题才能得一百分的话。
So if there's a test, there are 100 questions, you have answered everyone correctly, then you could win 100 points.
我们如果要遵守律法，可能是每一天有一个400多道题的卷子，每一天都要完全答对。
And so for those people who keep the law, maybe there is a test of 400 questions, and they have to answer each one correctly.
Every day.
Every day.
那么在这里呢，这里特别告诉我们，只在一条上跌倒，他就犯了重条。
And here tell if you stumble at one, then you don't make it.
那么又告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it tell us?
告诉我们，我们这个照律法这面镜子，让我们看见自己的不足，要引导我们去寻找耶稣基督。
So here the Bible says very clearly that as the mirror reflects our imperfection and our need, the law points us to Jesus Christ.
这个十诫的后六诫呢，耶稣基督这样来总结的。
Yet Jesus Christ summarizes the second part of the Ten Commandments as this verse.
在马太福音二十二章三十九节呢
？In Matthew 22 verse 39,
耶稣说：“其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”
Just as the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
我曾经有机会呢，去瑞士的日内瓦去参观国际红十字会的总部。
I had an opportunity to go to Switzerland to visit the Red Cross International Headquarters.
我进去看那个大厅里面呢，它展示了很多不同的文明里面它的这个道德黄金律。
So in the lobby, there is an exhibition of all the golden rules among the nations.
我一眼就看见用中文写的，孔子说，己所不欲，勿施于人。
So I saw on the plaque what Confucius said, do not give others what you wouldn't have others, do not do to others as you would have others do to you.
如果你不希望发生在你自己身上的事情，你就不要施加在别人身上。
If you don't wish something upon yourself, then don't wish that on someone else.
我看到的时候，心中充满了那种民族的自豪感。
So I feel the national pride when I saw that.
然后呢，我又看到了这个基督教文明的这句话，就是耶稣说的要爱人如己。
But then I also saw that Christian belief with this says love your neighbor as yourself.
我马上就想到这两条道德的黄金律，他们有相似的地方。
So I thought there is some similarity to these two rules.
他们相似的地方在哪里呢？
Where is the similarity?
都是关心跟别的人的关系。
It's concerning your relationship with others.
但是呢，又有非常大的区别。
But then there is a big difference.
区别在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
这个己所不欲，勿施于人是一个被动的。
So to do not do to others what you wouldn't have others do to you is a statement is passive.
那么爱人如己是主动的。
But to love someone else is active.
这两条诫命呢，都是把别人跟自己呢放在一个水平上去比较。
So these two commandments, Chinese and the Christian, you know, you put yourself in a horizontal relationship, comparing with other people.
希望呢，这个对待别人跟对待自己一样，有一个平等的这样的
Hoping the treatment between you and other people can be equal, can be fair.
但是在神的律法里面呢，要叫我们去主动的要去爱别人。
But in God's law, it tells us to actively love others.
就像爱自己一样。
Just like you love yourself.
我在这个地方能再多说一点。
I want to say something more here.
这个地方呢，其实很多时候我们不太容易遵守这个诫命。
Many times we couldn't obey this commandment.
我们看这个诫命的时候呢，关注点都在要爱人上面。
So we focus on loving others.
其实呢，我们没有发现神要求我们先要爱自己。
But then God requires us to love ourselves first.
你爱你自己吗？
Do you love yourself?
很多时候我们不是真正爱自己的。
Many times we don't truly love ourselves.
很多时候我们对自己是失望的。
Many times we're disappointed with ourselves.
很多时候呢，我们是嫌弃自己的。
Sometimes we're disgusted with ourselves.
很多时候我们是恨恶自己的。
Sometimes we even hate ourselves.
如果你对自己失望呢，你做不到爱人如己，你只能做到对别人失望，如同对自己失望。
If you can't love yourself, then if you're disappointing yourself, then you can only love others as your disappointment.
如果你嫌弃你自己，你只能做到你嫌弃别人如同嫌弃你自己。
If you don't like yourself, then you can only love other people to a point where like you're don't like yourself.
如果你恨恶你自己，你只能做到你恨恶别人如同恨恶你自己。
If you hate yourself, then you would hate other people like you hate yourself.
我们跟神的这种健康的关系呢，是我们要爱神，要爱自己，然后还要爱别的人。
So a healthy relationship between God and others is to love God, love yourself, and love others.
在这个新约罗马书十三章十节这里说
，In New Testament Romans 13 verse 10 it says,
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law.
那么爱呢，其实是用来总结这十诫，前四诫，后六诫，都是爱这一个词。
So love summarizes the Ten Commandments, the first part and the second part.
在马太福音五章十七节这里说
In Matthew 5:17, it says,
这耶稣的话说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Jesus said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
在这里为什么提到律法和先知呢？
So why does it mention the law and the prophets?
其实我们说旧约圣经，这个是后来对于这个圣经，这个希伯来圣经的一个称呼。
So the Old Testament is we're talking about the Hebrew Bible.
这个以色列人他们自己提到他们的经典的时候呢，通常是说律法、诗篇和先知，或者有的时候说是律法和先知。
So when the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, would mention the Old Testament, they would say the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms.But sometimes they will only say the law and the prophets.
那么耶稣在这里呢说律法和先知，他指的是整本的希伯来圣经。
So when Jesus mentioned the law and the prophets, he's talking about the whole Old Testament.
那个时候很多人呢，这个批评耶稣，觉得他是要完全废掉旧约的律法，建立一个新的宗教。
At that time, many people criticized Jesus that he's come to abolish the law and creating a new religion.
耶稣说我不是我来不是要废掉乃是要成全。
And just say, I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
那如何成全呢？
How does he fulfill?
就旧约的律法包括后来其他的这些书卷让我们看见自己的境况让我们渴望神真正的救恩把我们引向耶稣基督。
So the Old Testament, the laws, like a mirror, showing us our imperfection and our needs, so that they can point us,to the salvation that comes with Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是真正能带给我们救恩的。
Because Jesus is the only one who can truly bring us salvation.
那我们怎么样来应用今天所学到的
？So how do we apply what we have learned today?
我们读神的这个十诫不是为了要自责。
So when we read the Ten Commandments, it's not to blame ourselves.
而是为了要归向。
But that we may turn toward God.
归向谁呢
？To who do we turn to?
每一条你守不住的诫命都是一根指向耶稣基督的手指。
Every law that you could not fulfill is the one that points you to Jesus.
我们总结一下今天所学到的功课。
So let's give a summary of our sermon today.
首先我们学习到呢，我们先被拯救才被吩咐。
First we learned that we need to be rescued first and then to be commanded later.
神先给我们这样的恩典，然后呢才要求我们去跟随他。
God gave us His grace first before He tells us to obey and follow Him.
其次呢，我们学到十诫是爱神爱人的轮廓。
Then we find that the Ten Commandments are the shape of love.
这十条诫命呢，耶稣就用这个爱字两句话就总结了。
And the Ten Commandments, Jesus only used the word love to sum it up.
到了最后呢，我们学习到基督成全了我们所违背的。
And lastly, we learned that Christ fulfilled what we broke.
我们读十诫，我们读神的律法的时候，越读越绝望。
So when we read the Ten Commandments, when we read the law, we become more desperate.
但是那个绝望是对我们有益处的。
But that desperation is good for us.
让我们要对耶稣基督有那样的渴望。
That give us the thirst, the yearning for Jesus Christ.
那么我想挑战大家。
So I want to give you a challenge.
这个星期呢，选一条你最常违背的诫命。
So choose one commandment that you easily break.
每天呢，求圣灵在那一处重塑你的心。
And ask the Holy Spirit to reshape your heart at that point.
你能够想到十诫中有一哪一条是你最软弱的吗
？Can you think of one commandment that you are very weak about?
然后在这一个星期里面呢，每天祷告求圣灵呢来帮助你。
So this week, ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
And lastly, let's memorize one scripture.
这条经文非常短，很容易背的。
It's very short.
就是二十章的第三节。
Chapter 20, verse 3.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。除了我以外，你不可有别的神。除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall not have no other gods before me.
大家记下了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
So recite it to the person next to you.
大家背得非常快。
Okay, this is easy, huh?
那我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So let's have a prayer together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们律法。
Thank you for giving us the law.
啊，主啊，我们时常想起律法的时候，觉得自己被约束。
Sometimes when we look at the law, we think that they restrict us so much.
但是主啊，你给我们这样的律法是对我们，有益的。
But they are good for us.
像护栏一样保护我们。
They are like guardrails protecting us.
像镜子一样让我们发现自己啊自己的不完美。
And like a mirror to discover our own imperfection.
是一个指引，把我们指向耶稣基督。
It's also a guide pointing us to Jesus.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
让我们有这样的爱神爱人的心。
That we may have this heart of love for you and for others.
让我们每一天都活在这样与你与众人这样和谐的关系里面。
And help us live harmoniously with you and with others.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.